next week, actually, you'll be 93 on February 12th.
Right.
Have you ever wondered, you said, why was I allowed to live to be this age?
God let me live. Sometimes I didn't think I was going to make it, but he pulled me through. Of course, I carry a Bible in my briefcase. First thing I do in the morning when I get up is I have my prayers. And I pray for all my friends. And thank God he let me live. I never thought I'd make it 93. I've been in planes and motors go out. Yeah, I've been through everything in my life. When I used to work, our people didn't like to fly, so I had to do all that. And selling pipe, I believed in one-on-one. So I always wanted to go visit the person so I could talk to them. And I did better that way. It's like I used to go to Shell and The Hague and talk to them. They invited me to go to Saudi Arabia, but I wouldn't go. I was scared. I was afraid one of those guys might not like it. They knew we were Jewish.
Was there any prejudice against you and your business because you were Jewish?
Well, if there is, I don't know about
it. You never felt it?
I never felt anti-Semitism. Maybe there is and I didn't know it, but I feel like that if I dealt with the biggest companies in the world, like Exxon, and they take our word, they don't even have to send a man down to check the pipe that we're fixing for them.
Well, you did business face-to-face with these people, and so you earned their trust.
Right. And there's no secrets in business. This business is special. I mean, I can tell you what the other spy company did and what they didn't do. When U.S. Steel was in trouble, and they had finished their mill rolling, one of my competitors wouldn't help them. You know, they had to have 30,000 tons rolling at the new mill, and they only had orders for 25,000. So I called them and told them we'd take it, help them out.
So then is there a philosophy of life that you might say?
Well, first you have to believe in God. God's the boss. And then always have your name clean, where you don't have to apologize to anybody. Do things that you feel honorable about. As my dad said, that's all you have, son.
Yep. Well, you have a great reputation.
Thank you.
Your grandchildren, they face many years ahead, and it seems to us as very, very uncertain. What would your words be to your grandchildren as they face an uncertain future?
Just tell the truth and believe in God. It may hurt you to tell the truth, but you got to tell it if they ask me, but they haven't asked me.
Well, you're telling them now.
You can't keep very many secrets. Just like I know about your great reputation. Walt's telling me all the time. I heard it on radio. Always enjoyed it, and always your wife. And when you say your name, that's gold to me.
Well, thank you.
I have respect for you.
Coming from you is a high honor, that's for sure. You said there were times during your life you had no idea you were going to live this long. Were there any cars or planes, accidents that you were in and might have lost your life?
I was going to Nowata, going out to a field in the lease. I was in Bartlesville and I was going on this road to Nowata, and this fellow was at this intersection like this. And I kept honking my horn and I thought he was waiting for me. About there, he came out in front of me, and I went out to the left. Well, you can't see the culvert because the grass was growing over. So I went through the door. I was laid up in the hospital there in Bartlesville for a few days. Came home, had a couple broken ribs, but I lived through it. And that's when they turned me down to go to the Army. It's about 60 years ago.
You see all that's going on now. Do you wish you were 50 years old, or that you had more time to live, or wish yourself back as being younger?
Sometimes I think about it, and then I say, well, that's kind of foolish for me to think about it. I ought to be thankful to God that he let me live this long. Just think, I could have been gone 50 years ago. I mean, right there. I was laying out on the door, and it was cold. Somebody stole my overcoat, and I should have died, but God let me live.
Yeah.
And the doctor that looked after me up there was a horse doctor. He took care of horses up there at the hospital. Then I had Dr. Nelson here in Tulsa take care of me. In fact, the house is still there where I lived. There at 15th and Lewis, there's a place that sells accessories for offices. Right in the back, there's a duplex. And I remember the day when Japan, December the 7th, I remember that date. My uncle was there, my wife's uncle, Simon Lebo, was visiting us.
And that's where you were when you heard about the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
You were in ROTC, but they wouldn't let you in to the regular Army, is that true?
I had a double hernia. They wouldn't let me in. By the time I was going to have surgery, the war was over.
So if you were to sum up your life, what words would you use? What would you say?
I just say I'm the luckiest man I know of. If God let me live this long, and I appreciate every day. I'm happy he let me live.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And thank you for this time that you spent with us.
Thank you, John.